Once in a while, when we went to Bend for shopping, our folks would let us go to the movies in the afternoon. That was usually about 2 hours. I think it cost a dime to get in, and then we would buy Cracker Jacks or popcorn. There was no ads then. There would be coming attraction films to let us know what new films would be coming out next. Then there would be the news of the day. It would show a portion of a speech by President Roosevelt or show what was happening in the rest of the world. It would be funny and sad things, all in a short 10 minutes or so. Then there would be a cartoon, usually a Walt Disney one, and it was always a lot of fun. Then the main feature would start. I actually see some of those old movies on TV to this day. Talk about taking you back to your childhood. One thing, they were almost all family-oriented films. You could take your kids with you anytime. Nowadays, it's so different. When we would come out of the theater, it would be about time to go back to the ranch. Once in a great while, as a family, we would go to a night movie that both Dad and Mom wanted to see. That was also a great treat. When I was quite small, my mother would take me to the JCPenney store in Bend just before Christmas. We would go down in the basement, and that's where all the toys were. And I'll never forget, they always let me ride a little red tricycle around the basement, even though it was for sale. I just loved that and couldn't wait till I was big enough to have a real bike. I had some growing up to do. Back at the ranch, we had a Victrola, a radio, and a player piano, which is sitting in my living room right now. My son Tom has the Victrola. People would come there in the evening and bring other instruments to play, and we would have a wonderful time. Some would dance, too. Other times, we would go to a neighbor's house, such as the Daly's, and do the same thing. I was quite small in those days and can't remember the details, but I know that went on long before I was born. Music was a big part of our lives from the time I can first remember. I know that I had to stand up and sing sometimes for relatives that came, and the song I remember most was Springtime in the Rockies. In later years, my sister Mary and I would sing all the latest song hits of the day. I taught her to sing God Bless America for one thing, and we taught our little brother Dave to sing Old Buttermilk Sky. When Uncle Bush and family were there in the summer, we always had a barbecue on the 4th of July, just across the bridge amongst the jack pine trees. People came from all over, especially from Bend. All the relatives came who were in the area, and a lot of Mom and Dad's friends came from Bend, such as the McGills, the Coiners, and the Cashmans, and many other whose names escape me now. This was all in the 1930s, and I was quite small. I just knew it was my birthday and didn't realize until later that it was also Independence Day. I have some pictures from that time, and it's fun to try to figure out who everyone was. Dad did the barbecue, and the women helped with setting it up and furnishing the food. We hung a huge American flag, and it will be at the High Desert Museum if they want it. We always had a flagpole out in the front yard where Dad always flew the flag on holidays. And yes, I almost forgot that Uncle Bush always gave me a silver dollar on my birthday. I held on to them for a long time. When my mom was still alive, we went to dances at La Pine in the wintertime. They were held, I think, once a month at the little Pioneer Hall, and we had live music, a banjo, drum, and piano, maybe more. But they played waltzes, one steps, two steps, and a lot of square dancing, too. That is where I learned to dance, as Dad's men friends would help us little kids with square dancing, and we thought it was wonderful. It would last until about 1:30 in the morning, and then we would have to drive back to the ranch where Dad would light a fire in the dining room so that we could get warm enough to go to bed and not freeze. It would be very cold, lots of times down to zero, so a fire was wonderful. After my mother died in 1942, I finally got my dad to take me back to those dances in La Pine. He and I would leave the ranch about 9:45 and then drive up and stay until about 1 a.m. and then drive home. He had a lot of his old friends still there, and I was old enough by then to have boys ask me to dance. In fact, I had one boyfriend who lived in Chemult, about 40 miles from Lapine to the south. He would drive to the dance, and we would spend the night dancing together. Then when it was time to go home, he would go home in his car back to Chemult, and I would go home with Dad. I went with him just before I graduated from high school, and I think we only had about 2 nighttime dates. He came to the ranch, and I think liked talking to my dad as much as seeing me.